Good morning, everyone. So for today's segment, we are going to go over how to handle a disagreement in the workplace. My name is Chantel.
I'm Morgan.
I'm Sienna.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Ashley.
And before we get started, have any of you had any experiences where you maybe didn't get along with a coworker, or you were in a business setting that maybe was a little hostile?
So I have actually never had like a problem in the workplace before. My first job was a lifeguard, and it was kind of pretty straightforward, and so I never really had problems with anyone. And at Dutch Bros, everyone's super nice, and it's a really good environment. At the hospital, I've witnessed other people have problems, but I've never had them like myself, and so I kind of like wonder like, you know, this is a way to fix it, or there's some other ways to kind of make it better.
So I volunteered in a hospital setting where I had a disagreement with another volunteer on her ethics, the way she would treat people who were homeless or didn't speak English. She didn't pay much attention to them, and she would ignore them and let the other volunteer, which was usually me, assist them. And I saw this as unfair. So I went to our volunteer supervisor and talked to her about it and let her know like my concerns and why I think it wasn't okay and that we should do something about it, because as a volunteer and sitting at the front desk, we're there to greet the guest and welcome patients, like, and to be friendly and not hostile. I'm not exactly sure how it was resolved, because I ended up not working with her again. But I hope that the supervisor was able to talk to her and help change the way she greeted guests.
Personally, I feel like some of the most important things to think of when settling a disagreement with a coworker is maintaining your professionalism, truly listening to your coworker, and realizing that you could possibly be wrong in the argument. Another thing I've seen firsthand at jobs I've had is coworkers raising their voices in the middle of a shift and causing customers to notice. Make sure to always keep a low voice and either walk to the back or save the conversation for after the shift. I recently have been hearing a lot of complaints about the manager at a job I recently had from friends of mine who have gone into the restaurant. Many of my friends have told me they heard her yelling at the workers in the middle of the shift and being very disrespectful. This could have been avoided if she had done it in a more private setting and if she had been more respectful of her workers in general. That's why I feel like it should be settled in the workplace.
Some other tips on how to settle disagreements with a worker in a business setting is to just be very understanding of where they're coming from or their point of view. I've never actually had a disagreement with someone in the work environment, but I know that there's been situations where my coworkers have gotten frustrated at a situation in general, and I was like stuck on what to do just because I didn't want to be the one to take sides in the situation. And so I know that certain things involving other people can get a little complicated, because it creates a hostile environment for everyone as a whole. And my best advice is to, if it doesn't include you, stay out of it, but still speak up for what you believe in, because just as much as it is their environment, it's also yours, and you want to have the best working experience possible.
So even though I said I didn't have any disagreements throughout my jobs, I have been able to kind of overlook everyone else's problems, because people kind of talk about their problems a lot sometimes. And so I've kind of seen how I would want to deal with things, because I feel like at some point I will have a disagreement with someone. I have learned like how I want to deal with it in different ways.
Yeah, I'm like really big on listening to others before putting in my opinion. So I listen to what they have to say, and then I process it and think of it before I just, you know, blurt something out. And that's usually how I avoid conflict. And also, I like with disagreements, like I don't really like them. So my thing is address it as soon as you can, and get like past it.
I definitely agree on the addressing it, because I feel like that's where tension tends to build up, is because somebody may have a disagreement with somebody in the work environment, or they don't necessarily agree with how a person is and they don't address it and they just hold it in, and they'll eventually become passive aggressive about the situation. And I feel like that's where later it blows up and out of proportion and it becomes really unprofessional. So it's like having that effective communication is key to having a really good work environment, because if not, you could risk potentially losing your own job.
Yeah, I feel like having or being a listener for everyone and kind of dealing with the problem like firsthand, it kind of like gives the other person like your respect, and like you kind of have respect with each other because you can be adults and grown up and talk about what's wrong. You can kind of figure out a way to deal with it instead of, like you said, Chantal, it become a bigger problem. So I feel like that's a good way to deal with it.
Definitely. And I really like what you said, Morgan, on how you just have learned to overlook certain things. I feel like a lot of problems arise from like really minor things, and so if we can all learn to be grown up about situations and just learn how to work together and for everyone to put the same amount of work and effort, and if you know that you don't like something about someone's character or you don't like a certain trait, then you not doing that too, because you don't want to be a hypocrite about things. And so I feel that.
Yeah.
That's how you can be the best coworker.
Yeah. One thing I try to tell myself every day, like, because the hospital is pretty stressful sometimes, and so I will always, like, tell myself, like, it's okay if you have, like, a bad day, just don't take it on other people. And, like, I've kind of told my coworkers that, and so we kind of have an agreement that's, like, you know, I went on a really, because I draw blood, so, like, I went on a really hard draw, like, can you do this one for me, because the other one, like, just, like, really drained me. And it was kind of nice to, like, so if I had just said, oh, I don't want to draw that, like, it made it a better understanding for everyone. Definitely. Just to kind of, like you said, talk about things and
communicate.
Yeah.
And I think also everyone needs to realize, like, you're going to have that one person or maybe a couple people who just disagree with on everything that everybody else does, and they're always like, you know, creating little problems, and we just have to kind of learn to, like, okay, like, we can't control everything, so, like, some things we're gonna just have to, like, not let it phase us.
Yeah,
definitely. I can agree to that, just because I'm always like a more positive attitude type of person, and I know that sometimes, like, I just want to keep everybody happy all the time, that if somebody has a negative attitude about things, I let it like affect me, and mm-hmm. I shouldn't. And so that's something that I also continue to work on. But at the end of the day, the way that I see it is you just have to give it your best and your all, and you're going to get the credit for your hard work. And if somebody has a bad attitude about work, or they just don't want to be there, well, at the end of the day, they're going to get the repercussion, and you just have to continue to be like a good employee to everyone despite what's going on.
Yeah.
So whether you're having a dispute or you see other coworkers disputing, here are 10 tips for tackling the toughest workplace conflicts. 1, tackle the issue after both parties have calmed down. 2, maintain a positive outlook. 3, practice active listening. 4, ask the other person to suggest a solution. 5, consider your role in the conflict. 6, organize a staffing meeting. 7, seek first to understand. 8, acknowledge others. 9, alert human resources. And 10, be introspective. Remember, conflict is an opportunity for growth and to always reflect afterwards.